This week's parasha, Tetzaveh, the first thing everybody speaks about, of course, is that Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned. The Baal HaTurim talks about this, and the Baal HaTurim explains, V'atam mishum she'oma mecheni na mesifrecha, because Moshe said, remove me from your sefer. The time of the eagle, when he was mispalter by Nishlam, he said, if you don't forgive Klal Yisrael, take me out of your book. So he had to remove from the parasha. There's a different shot in why Davka Parasha Tetzaveh. There's a famous line they say, why Davka Parasha Tetzaveh is HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to remove Moshe's name from one of the parashas. And every week, the Rabbeinu Shalom delayed it. He didn't want to take his name out. Until in the end, went all the way around again, there was only one parasha left, Tetzaveh. So Tetzaveh was the last one before Kisisa to take his name out. But the kasha, which of course is an obvious kasha, is why should he have his name taken out the parasha because of his mesirus nefesh for Klal Yisrael? Mecheni na mesivrecha, you look in Zeporah, now explains Pshat. He was telling the Rebbeinu Shlom, take all my schusim and give them to Klal Yisrael. He was looking to save and protect Klal Yisrael, and because of that he should be punished. So I heard a fascinating Pshat this week. About 30 years ago, Rav Matthias Solomon gave a hesped for the Rosh Yeshiva of Gateshead, Rav Leib Lapian. And the Rosh Yeshiva had left at Tzavah not to have any hespedim. He didn't want hespedim on himself. So Rav Matthias was a Talmud Muvak of him. He was also his neighbor. He died directly across the street from him. So he got and began his hesped like this. He said, if we say in davening, Hoidu Lashem Kiru Vishmoi, Hoidu Va'amim Ali Loisov. The Goyim want to hear about the Ribbono Shel Olam. How do we tell them about the Ribbono Shel Olam? Haydu va'amim, to praise Hashem among the Goyim, Ali Loisav. We say Maisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if we want to praise the Ribbono Shel Olam to Klal Yisrael, we don't have to say Maisim. Haydu la'Hashem, how do we praise Hashem? Kiruv Yishmoi. We say the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and automatically we know who the Ribbono Shel Olam is. We know what the Ribbono Shel Olam does. They run this world. Rav Matthias said, in the yeshiva of Gateshead, Rav Leib was the Rosh Yeshiva. Everybody knew who he was. We don't have to say over Maisim and describe who he was and what he did. All we have to do is say his name. Then he cried, Rav Leib, Rav Leib. Some people are so chashuv that name alone is enough. We see also, when it says a list of the Nesiim in Parashas Nosai, all of them are listed with the title of Nosai, except for one. That is Nachshon Ben Aminadov. It doesn't say the title Nosai. What's the pshat? So I explained to you in England that there's a level higher than being a doctor. When a person reaches the next level, what you call a specialist, there's a new title. The new title is Mr. What's the pshat? He becomes Mr. Stops being Dr. So-and-so, becomes Mr. So-and-so. What's pshat in that title? Pshat is so chashev, he doesn't need a title to describe him. His name is his title. The Rechaim HaKadosh says, Nachshon Ben Aminadov was called Nachshon Ben Aminadov without a title, Nasi. He was the one who jumped in the Yamsuf. He doesn't need a title. His name is his title. Doesn't need the title, Nasi. I had a cousin who was a famous moyel in England. His name was Godel Halpin. All the most complicated brisim, he was the one who decided how to do them. And one time he had to go with a meeting with a doctor in Harley Street, that's where the Choshva doctors are, to discuss about a certain bris. So he came into the receptionist, told her he's here to see the doctor. She said, who should I say is here? He said, Halpin. So she called over, the Dr. Halpin is here to see you. He said, Mr. Halpin. Oh, I'm so sorry. She apologized because she called him doctor when really he's Mr. And I was there, Mr. is a higher level. So again, the name itself can be a title. But there's even one level higher than that. What is that? Where you don't need the name at all. You know who you're talking about. Moshe says, Mecheni na mesifrecha. Take me out of the book. Complete bittel. I can be non-existent. Somebody has mevatel himself to such a degree, he doesn't even need a name. We know who he is. Va'ata tetzaves bnei Yisrael. V'yikhoi lecho. To you, who's you? Before we had v'yikhoi li truma, v'asu li. And now the lecho means who? Moshe Rabbeinu. We all know it's Moshe Rabbeinu. He's reached that level. that we know it's Moshe Rabbeinu without saying his name. It's the highest praise there is not to say his name at all. The Pasuk says, the same Pasuk, Kosis Lamo'er, crushed, beaten, Lamo'er, for the light. And we darshan Rashi brings, Kosis Lamo'er, V'loi Kosis Lamnochis. For the menorah, you have to beat it, crush the olives, but not for the menorah, not for a mincha. The Ksav Soif explains that when it comes to Torah, you've got to be crushed. You've got to put every bit of koichas you have. Your gear, work hard, shvitz. Your gati, you worked, v'loi matzasa, you didn't find. Al tamin, don't believe such a person. You've got to work more. Torah is full of kosis, beaten, crushed, working. But menochis is flour, dough, that's pranosa. For that, you don't need to crush yourself. That, yes, you have to do some shtadlus. But that, there's Rabbi Shlom Siyata Dishmaya. You don't put the same koichas in for that. There's a Maisa, Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky. There was a Gemara in Gittin, he said, which he never understood. He learned in yeshiva. He couldn't understand. He asked Bochum to explain it to him, other people, Rabbeim. He never was happy with it. Same when he was in Koyl, he said. And then the years went by. He never understood that Gemara. And now he became a Rebbe in Torah V'Das. And he was always nervous. One day they're going to learn Gittin. And it's going to come to this Gemara. And Yaakov was in Ishemis, Rabbi Yankov. So he's going to tell them he doesn't know Pshat. And the Balabatim, they're going to say, there's no shortage of European rabbis over here. If he doesn't know Pshat, he told the boys he doesn't know. Let's get somebody else who does know. He'll get fired. So he was always worried what's going to happen. And then they're learning Gittin. Comes to that sugya. So he knows the next day he'll go in. He'll tell them, I'm sorry, I don't understand. But what happened? That night, he sits to repair the shear. He's sitting and learning, and all of a sudden, he understood it perfectly. It was so strange. A Gemara all his life had never understood, and now he understood it. And he was able to give shear the next day. And he was wondering, what's the pshat? He never understood, and now he did. What changed? He didn't put in such koichas now. All his life had put in koich, and now he didn't, and he got it. So the answer is very partial. Because until now, he worked to get pshat. But your gati, I worked for loy matosi, I didn't find. Al tamin. Obviously, he didn't work enough. He could have shvitz more. He blamed himself he didn't get pshat. But now when he was learning, he wasn't learning now to get pshat. He was working because his pranosis at stake. He was working. He was learning now for business. Business is siyata d'shmaya. Now he needed his pranosa. Now it came very easy to him. So that's how he understood pshat in the Gemara. Pasuk Perik Chav Ches Pasuk Gimel says, Va'ata Tadabu, you shall speak, El Kol Chachmelev. Speak to the Chachmelev, Asher Melisev, thy fill them with the Ruach Chochma, Va'osu they shall make as big day Aaron. They shall make the clothes of Aaron. And the Chasam Sofer has difficulty over here. Va'ata Tadabu, speak to the Chachmelev, which I fill with Ruach Chochma. And what should you speak to them? Doesn't say what. Va'osu, and then they'll make. So you'll say, it means that they should make it. Then the Pasuk should say, speak to the Chachmelev, which I filled Ruach Chachma, Sheyasu, that they should make. It doesn't say to tell them that. It doesn't say what to say. It says, speak to them, and then they'll make it. So he explains that the Chayv Salvava says that you get a seed, and this seed cannot do anything. It's useless now. But you plant it in the ground. But you have to nurture it. You have to plant. You have to plow. You have to water it, you have to fertilize it. There's a work you have to do, and in the end, this seed will create wheat. It'll create wonderful things, but it needs to be nurtured. So too with people. People have tremendous potential. That's the job of a parent, of a Rebbe, and even a Chava, to bring out the best in other people, to nurture them, to bring out their good milas. We have such potential, we just don't use it as well as we should. All of us could achieve more than we're doing. Bring it out to you with a story, which I think really brings out how much we can achieve if we really care. There was a person who used to walk every day, used to take a shortcut across a basic forest. Many people do it over here by Brick Church. They cut across the cemetery there. Some people are brave enough to do it by night. You do it by night? By night also? You've got to be brave to do it at night. It's pitch black, and they walk across. So this person used to do it. And one night, Nebuch, they had dug a new grave for the next day to use. He didn't know that grave was there. He fell straight in. So now he's trying to climb out the grave. And he's pawing and climbing, trying to get out. He can't get out. He's thinking, according to Chaverim, but they're probably going to say, after the Chevra Kaddish have done their job, they're not going to get involved. So he tries and tries for a half hour. He can't get out. Finally, he realizes, wait till the next day. People be walking by, I'll call, get help. So he lies down to go to sleep. And while he's lying there, he sees Nebuchadnezzar dozing. He sees somebody else fell in, and this person's trying to climb out. And he feels very bad for them. They're not going to be able to make it. And they're working. So he goes and taps him on the shoulder and tells him, wait, he's wasting your time. As soon as he tapped on the shoulder, that guy, whoosh, he was out of there in a second. So what do you see? If you want to do something, you can do it. You've just got to really want. Imagine what you boys could achieve if you'd put in that koichling, if you'd care enough, what you could achieve. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Va'ata tadabe, you shall speak, El Koch Achmelev. And this is what I'm telling you too, what Moshe was telling them. Tell them, you know what you should tell them? Hashem Idlesev Ruach Chochma. Tell them, these are the words to tell them, that they are full of Ruach Chochma. Those are the words to tell them. They have such potential. They can achieve, they can do. Tell them Hashem Idlesev Ruach Chochma. Then, automatically, Va'osuas Big Day Aaron. They will automatically make. They'll find a way, and they'll make the Big Day Aaron themselves. Another difficulty in this pasuk, which is posed by many, there's a tziv about it also, we'll talk about the Malbim now. Va'ata tadaber el kol chachmelev. So chachmelev is plural. It should say, Hashem Eleisim, I filled them with Ruach Chochma. The pasuk says, "Va'ata tadaber el kol chachmelev, Hashem Eleisiv, I filled it." What's it? Singular. Says the Malbim, "Va'ata tadaber el kol chachmelev, speak to the chachmelev." Who are the chachmelev? Chachmelev are people, Hashem Eleisiv, Ruach Chochma. That the heart, singular, going on the heart is full of Ruach Chochma. A heart that doesn't have other nonsense, interest in other things, only chachma. That is a chachmelev. A person is interested in what's important in life. That is a chachmelev. Somebody is Hashem Eleisiv. There's no room for anything else. All that has there is totally full of chachma. There's a Ga'on Shavat this week from Abishur Leib Diskin. Please concentrate, because you don't find many to match this vod. Unbelievable it is. So listen carefully. Perek Chof Ches, Pasuk Yud Aleph says, Maasei Chorash, work of a craftsman. Even stones, Bituchei Choysam, Tefatach. You should engrave them like a signet ring, Eshtei Havonim, these two stones, Al Shemois Bnei Yisrael, with the names of Klai Yisrael. So first of all, the Lashon of the Pasuk is strange. It says, Shtei Havonim, the stones, Al Shemois Bnei Yisrael. Should be the other way around. Shemois Bnei Yisrael are Al Havonim. The names are on the stones, not the stones on the names. You see again in Pasuk Chaf Aleph the same thing. V'Havonim Tiyeno, Al Shemois Bnei Yisrael. The stones on the names. Why doesn't it say names on the stones? Many speak about this. Again, this Pasuk Chaf Aleph also says, Pituchei Choysam. What does it mean? Engraved like a signet ring. Both Pesukim say engraved like a signet ring. How do we know that? That's the Targum. Targum says, Ksav Mefarash Kigloif to Iskon, like a signet ring. Now, Rishur Leib asks, a signet ring, when you engrave a signet ring, you have to engrave it back to front. You can't do it the regular way you want it to come out, because when you stamp with it, it's going to come out the other way around. So you have to do it back to front, the letters on it. So why over here is it like a signet ring when you engrave these stones? It's not back to front. So he says the Targum is telling us how they engraved the stones. They engraved them back to front. Why? Because when they engrave the stones, these are clear stones. And it's much more beautiful, instead of engraving on top of the stones, they engrave them underneath. Then you look through and you see underneath the name. So then it looks much nicer like that. So therefore, when they engraved it from underneath, you have to engrave it back to front to see it the right way on top. So that's why it says they engraved them Kegloifte iskon, like a signet ring. It was exactly like a signet ring back to front. It fits very well the words. The Avonim were al shemois b'nei Yisrael. The stones were on top of the names, because the names were underneath. Now, this is a nice pshat, but you'll wonder, is it emes? But you see how emesic the pshat is when you go to Pasuk Lamed Vav. And Pasuk Lamed Vav says, Vasisa tzitz zav tor, ofitachte lov, pituche choysam, kodesh la'ashem. Same words, pituche choysam. So what should Targum say? Same words as the other two places. Kigloif to Izkan. Says the Targum here, you should write in the Ksav Meforash, Kodesh Lashem. Skips out those two words. Kigloif to Izkan. Doesn't say here like a signet ring. Why not? Because gold is not clear. You can't see through gold. They couldn't write the Kodesh Lashem underneath. They had to do it on top. They had to write it the regular way. So it's not like a signet ring at all. Okay, very quickly, don't have much time. There's a pshat in the Ma'ane Shel Torah, more Hasidish pshat, when the Ephod, Rashi says that he didn't understand pshat in the Ephod. He says a Loshnov, I don't have it in front of me now, Lo Mitzosi, Lo Shemaiti, all the shoins, I never understood what pshat in it is, but the Libi Oimili, my heart tells me, there's pshat, he describes it like princesses wear when they're riding horses. So what does this mean? He didn't know, he didn't understand, and his heart tells him. What's the pshat in it? So the pshat is that Rashi was once walking to the Beis Medrash, and while he was walking, he looked up for a second, and he saw these princesses riding their horses, and it bothered him. Rashi was an Ish Kodesh. He never looked out of his Arba Amos. And he wondered, why did he see a sight like that? And it kept bothering him. And then he was learning about the Ephod. He didn't understand pshat. And then that picture came to his mind of those princesses. He realized that is exactly what the Ephod is like. It made him understand the pasuk, the Ephod was like an apron, like they used to wear. So that's, my heart tells me, this is pshat in the Ephod.